massive god. Whether I killed their god, one and massive, book-tombed with chiseled words on granite, his puny reign, mere millennia, was not the issue. Mine was the gambler's fear. For the mist-wrapped hull of the new drifts only slowly into view, contrasts with the rotting hulk of God, as slowly sinking. How will they endure this unbearable in-between? The noble love of freedom. In the forest, with huge butterflies that float among horses and men, such brilliant colours, they flit from shade to sunshine. I find it dreamy to think of her and ignore the granite hills, steep and bare. They tell a story, steep and bare, of runaway slaves. And the moon was dim, a few fireflies, and we came upon a desert, followed by a wasteland with marshes and lagoons, heard the sea's sullen roar off in the distance. We tethered the horses, but they refused to settle. We tethered the horses on a sandy plain. Next morning, more salt lagoons and a few stunted trees. The nights grew hot and a dim moon on white sand. I became aware, the exact moment is not recorded, of a problem with the horses. We bathed in lakes and lagoons, traversed pastures ruined by ants' nests, past forests with lofty trees. Early morning, more horses, bitten and infected. Until one evening, I saw it in the gloom, suctioned to a horse's back, a large vampire bat. I found it dreamlike, blatant in the gloom. How could I ignore the granite hills? But then I saw it suctioned to a horse's back, a large vampire bat. To inhabit the fields of time. The more I observe Mother Nature, the less God I see, the more in need of a god or gods I become, even as I refuse to believe their broadcast baloney. The idea gnaws. I came upon a parasite in some distant jungle. It gives me wild ideas, and though the doctors work their alchemy, I still feel inhabited. Besides, my son in the coffin. So many blind millennia, and still they refuse to see. But is my vision true, unencumbered by faith? My daughter, my daughter. The clear and terrible beauty of aeons of methodical suffering. He never did intervene. If he exists, he's a patient sadist, or useless, as the carnivores of all ages thrive and evolve.